Good afternoon, Jules fans, and welcome back to Jules and the Blood Injury Time Podcast. Back in the headquarters, on the grounds, the 5-acre land that we've got here at headquarters, joined by Boz.
All right.
How are you doing?
Yeah, we've been reunited, haven't we?
We have been reunited for the past few weeks.
Yeah.
But still keeping a distance because you're working at Tesco's.
Yep.
Other still... supermarkets are available.
Yeah.
How you finding that?
Well, I'm one of the few that benefited, haven't I? So I've been made up now to management, so it's benefited me, but it's still a bit of a shit show the world, isn't it?
But getting there. News today that six groups are allowed out, socialising in groups together in back gardens and parks.
Which Premier is where League we are returned. Now. We're in a back garden now.
We are in a back garden now. Premier League returns on the 17th of June. And still no idea what's happening with our league.
Oh, well, Liverpool are going to win that, aren't they? That can be made official now. No, Liverpool are going to win the Premier League.
Yeah.
Our league, I think we just need to... I don't know, the points per game thing seems to be the most fair way, don't it?
Mm. Well, that's the thing we know, that if it isn't decided on the pitch, it's going to be decided points per game. And there was talk of the 18 playoff thing, which... isn't happening now.
For a few days it got some of our fans excited.
Yeah. That would have been typical Jill's shithouse behaviour, wouldn't it, this
season? Yeah, hopefully we'd have beaten Sunderland in the playoff final.
Yeah. To sneak in. And also today it's the anniversary of when we won at Wembley against Wigan.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And I don't know about you, Boz, but I feel a bit envious today because it was before our time. So everyone's sharing all these nice memories and that, and it's a bit...
We're remembering that we were fighting relegation two seasons ago.
Yeah, exactly. We started supporting it at the wrong time.
It all went downhill, didn't it? We got season tickets, stayed up on the first, on the last game of the season away at Stoke. Following season went down.
Yeah.
And it's just kept going since.
Yeah. Then we just kept dropping down the league until Stimo took us back up and then down again.
Yeah. Good season to go up, wasn't it? I mean, that season when we were up was a strange one. We beat all the big teams at home and couldn't win away.
Yeah. So, we returned with a catching competition this week, which was found by you, Boz?
Yeah, you suggested it. I found it.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to describe what it is?
It's Hesse and Andy Reid at Priestfield, and Hesse looks like he's pulling Andy Reid's shorts down. Reid when he was at Forest.
So we've got a few comments. We've got Michael Woods, who said, "You ain't going nowhere, and neither are we. Please don't score." Greg Lewis, I think, was the first one from the Facebook lot, and it's quite apt, because it said, "Andy Reid off to get the last box of Shreddies, ? Boz run out of the stand to stop him." Giovanni Larini, I think I've pronounced that right. "Those shorts are more stretchy than mine." And then you put, "Reid, you're not so good at rugby." Adrian Smith, "Remember Hesse's wants me to go in hard and low and tackle somehow. I'm not sure this is what he means." And Keith Costin, "Put any more balls up there."
Wow.
Let's just go to the Twitter ones if I can find them. Oh, I did the wrong thing there. Boz, fill the gap.
With what? What?
It was something better than you asking.
I bought you some new balls yesterday. Because yours are all dented.
Right, anyway, I've got the Twitter comments on. Up, so you've covered that really well.
Yeah.
Gary Myerscough, "I fucking love the smell of arse cracks." that was in response to the Twitter post. He hasn't just randomly tweeted us that.
Oh, I'm glad.
Louis Watts, "Paul Scully has bought unpaid player fines from other football clubs and asked the squad to help him collect for 10%. Warren Taylor, "Paul Scully signs new player on advice from an agent. 50k well spent on winger from Saracens." James Johnson has gone with, "I do like to get my teeth into some nice meatballs."
Oh.
And also put, "Someone is tackling for the wrong balls." So clearly had balls on the... on the mind that day, James. Gary Davis, "Honestly, ref, I was going for the ball and never touched him." James Johnson, another one. "The boss did say going hard for the tackle." And the last one from at Niv Twit, "I got the ball, ref."
Which ball,
though? Yeah, exactly. So cheers for that little bit of Hesse magic. Something that is probably infamously remembered by, as well as when he was sent off as manager and then brought himself on as
and,
a player.
And your favourite, MK Dons away.
Yes.
Tackling the streaker.
Yeah, I don't think there's any pictures of that.
Do well to find one of them.
Right, anyway. Bit of a free swing this week with the topic.
Yeah.
It was kind of one that we got speaking about the other day.
We had a funny morning, didn't we, where it was just backwards and forwards.
Yeah, so we've been here just over a year now, and we're just recounting and recalling some of the more amusing stories, some of which we've already told.
Most of which have already been covered, yeah.
Most of which involve alcohol.
Or Shreddies.
So we just thought that we'd chat a bit of rubbish, recap some of the more infamous stories, and retell them, basically.
Yeah.
For your and our amusement.
We had a list, didn't we?
Where's the list then?
On both our WhatsApp chat somewhere. I think the first one was you breaking a key in the window after about 2 days of being here.
No, about 2 hours of being here.
Then I went through a phase of not locking doors, just letting the world in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then locking me out.
Which was, in my defence, it was an honest mistake.
Yeah. I mean, I'd finished work
early. You'd finished early, yeah. Normally I'd be up before you get home.
Really buzzing. To finish early, get home.
Have an ice cream.
I'd gone Tesco's, bought a few ice creams.
Even bought me some Ribena in there, or some Shreddies.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And then put my key in the door and it wouldn't turn because you had left your key on the other side.
Yeah.
You worked nights, so you weren't up at 2:30 or 3:00, whenever it was that I got home. Banging on the doors, ringing you, but your phone was off, obviously.
Yeah.
And I had to make my way with all the shopping around to my brother's.
You were not happy.
I was absolutely.
I think
fuming.
You literally walked in and went, "I don't want to talk about it. I'm going upstairs."
No, I messaged you to say I'm coming back.
It. Yeah.
Don't even talk to me about it. Yeah. So I was that fuming. But karma played a key part.
It did, didn't it? Because then I started to show off to you one day.
So, I'll let you tell this story of how you got locked in your own bedroom as a 31-year-old.
The short version is, I was trying to show you.
Version.
Yeah, well, because it's not much longer anyway. The short version is,
I said
to you, "Look at this, my door keeps getting stuck." And then it got really stuck, didn't it?
Yeah.
To a point where even with you pulling and me pushing, we couldn't get it open. You then decided, after laughing and mocking me for about 10 minutes, all my dinner's done, so went off and left me.
To be fair, you would do the same if your dinner was sitting
there. I would have done
there,
yeah. So I had to ring my dad, try and explain that at 31 years old I was locked in my own bedroom. Yeah, that was a highlight.
That still makes me laugh to this day, you getting locked in your own bedroom and having to.
It was karma though, like you say.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the proof that it does exist.
So we asked for a few comments on this, we got a few come in. Boosie mentions the Toby Lerone.
Which I had to re listen to it because I wasn't sure how we got onto it.
How did we get onto it?
I think it was it rubbish players or forgotten players, something along them lines. I don't remember. I only listened to it about 4 days ago.
We was talking about, I think, players. It might have been players, and the conversation got on to youngsters or something like that, and players coming through, and that's when the infamous Toby Lerone.
Me going, "Oh, I'm not sure I know who that is."
And it took you a few seconds to clock. And, yeah, I've listened to it a few times, and it does make me laugh every time I hear it, to be fair. And then on Twitter, I think it was Gary Myerscough that said it. Said about you classing a takeaway as not being a takeaway.
Yeah,
if
I don't leave a restaurant, I'm not taking it away, have I? You know? I still stand by it.
Yeah, but Gary Myerscough, when Boz tried to argue that a takeaway wasn't a takeaway, is he Dominic Cummings in disguise?
See, I haven't really paid attention to this Dominic Cummings business. I keep seeing the name, and apparently he's a dickhead, so that's pretty much all I know.
So basically, you're
a dickhead, yeah.
In disguise.
Fair point.
Right, and then I think a lot of them involve alcohol as well, to be fair.
Yeah, when we'd been out at a barbecue, hadn't we? We'd only been here a few weeks, put the key in the door, both of us quite drunk, after you actually thrown a chip in someone's window, which is still one of my favourite points. In we walk, both of us thinking, what the fuck is that noise? This is not spooky music. Thinking, fuck, the house is haunted. We go out and for some reason the radio's on, but neither of us had touched the radio that day. That's quite scary. I think if I remember, I was pushing you right through the house. Like, yeah, you go first.
I found the chat that we was talking about on WhatsApp, and for some reason you put remember putting a Christmas tree up too.
Yeah, because we put a Christmas tree up together.
Yeah.
Yeah, badly, but we did it.
So what's funny about that?
Just a memory, isn't it? First Christmas and all that.
Oh, God. You've also put, you walking in and...
Yeah, you know, as soon as you know, that noise means you know, yeah.
You walking in and being on my glory.
I think it was another day you'd come home from work early and I thought, oh, I'll get up, I'll go and have a shower. So I'm strutting down the stairs and I then bang, there you are.
Is that where I tried to make you jump when you...
Yeah, naked? I was already naked, yeah. There's been a lot of you jumping out on me.
Yeah, I got you good the other day as well.
You did, like, I knew you were there. I could hear you downstairs and I still jumped.
The one where I threw something at you.
Oh, when I was having a... I was having a wee, wasn't I? I opened the toilet door and he threw like a penny at me or something. That made me jump.
And then you looked round to see what it was.
And you were hiding around the corner, so I was still baffled.
There's been so many occasions of me jumping out on you. It still makes me laugh every time as well.
I'm glad. One of my favourites when you actually hid in the downstairs toilet and I came down to go to work. I think I was running late, I was tired. And you jumped out and I nearly spilt my drink everywhere. Just the stupid noises you make as well. I mean, like, you celebrate when I jump.
Yeah. I take great pride.
You do. And you're jumping out on people's skills.
Yeah.
Which Rach has actually been the victim of as well, to be fair.
Yeah, exactly. Got her a few times.
You sent a couple of videos, yeah, where you've made her jump.
Yeah. When I was in lockdown with Rach, I was playing hide and seek with my daughter, Caitlin. And she got bored and ended up having dinner.
I remember you sending me a little video.
Then Rach... genuinely didn't know where I was and was messaging me saying, just to let you know, dinner's going to be ready soon. And I'm like, I'm still hiding, you need to find me. And I was in the living room behind the curtain the whole time and she had no idea I was there.
I mean, it's impressive.
Yeah, exactly.
You are very good at hide and seek.
You said about the barbecue earlier, remember when I hid in the bin?
Yes, to get away from an annoying child.
I was playing hide and seek with one child and hid in the bin.
I think it was a dare, wasn't it? Again, you'd been drinking. I think it was the same day as the haunted incident.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
Other things that you've wrote to me, you have put any time you'd made me jump and video it. You've also put you being hammered after your football do and me putting a quilt over you. And
at Christmas. I was like your mum. I think, I don't know if I'd been out as well. I think I had, and then I came back and you were absolutely hammered. You were on your crutches at the time, being loud as always, threw some rolls at me, I think. Then we sat there watching TV. I asked you, wanted a drink? No, I'm all right. About 10 minutes later, I sent Rachel a picture of you absolutely buzzing off your nut, saying, look at the state of this. And then you were sleeping within minutes, almost on my lap, and then I felt a bit guilty because I tried to wake you up and realised not only is he crippled on crutches, he's also heavily drunk. So I thought I'd mother you. I went and got you a quilt and a drink and a bowl in case you were sick, stroked your hair a little bit. Then I went to bed and left you downstairs.
Was that the following day that I then went to Jill's and there was that video that Boosie got of me trying to drink?
Oh, when you couldn't even have a cup of tea, wasn't it?
No, I couldn't even drink a bottle of water, could I?
Oh, it was going everywhere.
I think
it might have been. Because you weren't going to come to football, and then you did, yeah.
Yeah, I made a last-minute recovery, and I was still in a bad way. Oh, yeah, that was it, because we was in the car on the way over, because Boosie had to drive because I was still fucked. And he kept talking.
Like at you. He kept wanting a response.
Talking at me, but about being sick. And I was very warm. And he kept talking about being sick. And I thought, I'm going to chuck up in this car in a minute. But he kept doing it and kept doing it. But luckily, I didn't chuck up.
Speaking of booze, eh? Do you remember that time on a picture and watching impaled his head?
Name in the frame.
Do you remember who was in it? Was it Mama Sadevi?
I don't know, actually. I'm not too sure who it was. But, yeah, that complete...
He was, like, the only one I think I've missed. And, yeah, you nearly killed him. Well, you didn't.
I didn't. It just fell off.
Yeah.
And luckily landed behind him and smashed. I think we've had about three or four name in the... Three or four frames, haven't we? They haven't lasted. That's what happens when you go for pound stretcher.
That is very true. I blame the nails in the wall because we didn't put the nails in.
No, that is true, but also the frames are dodgy as
Well, it must have been more. We've had quite a few evenings in drinking, haven't we?
You say about me being drunk and sleeping on the floor.
I only did it New Year's Eve.
That happened to you, the wild, crazy cat that you are, out for New Year's Eve and was in by 10 past 12.
It wasn't 10 past 12.
It was 10 past
Because
12.
I'd got from town to the kebab shop and then back home again. It was taking me longer than 10 minutes.
All right, it was quarter past.
No, because we were in Spoons, as you are, and it was like, right, come on, for some reason, everyone was going to the town clock. I don't know why. So let's drink up. And I had like three or four drinks out there and we were all on doubles. So I drank them pretty quick. And as soon as I ate fresh air, I thought, oh, that wasn't a good idea. Saw him midnight, said goodbye and off I went to a kebab shop. And then I came back here. You were trying to nick it, I think.
Oh, he was fuming.
You kept trying to nick my meat.
That's probably the angriest you've been with me in a long time. I remember when we first went to Rach's gig. So... would that have been the same time we lived here? Yeah, it would have.
Yeah.
The first time I went to a gig, he was really angry with me that night as well. You wanted to punch me.
Well, what did you do that night?
I think I'd just been constantly going at you and sniping at you.
That's just a normal day.
Just frothing you. And just in the end, you just got so fucked off that you went, if you don't stop, I'm going to hit you.
Did I actually? I don't remember that.
You look proper angry.
Speaking of Rach and Rach's gigs, another funny moment.
Yes, that's one that... Yeah. Got on my phone as well.
I work Saturday nights. I was going to work on a Saturday night. I think you and Rach only just started seeing each other.
No, that was literally when it all began. Was that it? Night, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we'd been to the pre-season friendly against Charlton. We'd gone to the pub after because we had one of them
Nigel arranged, didn't it?
Yeah. So we went there. I wasn't going to go to the gig. And then
I think you wanted to, but you didn't want to go on your own because at the time you and Rach, although you knew each other, and she was going to be playing, so you didn't want to be on your own.
So then Boosie said that him and Nat were his wife were free, so we was going to go, and then we convinced you to pull a sickie.
I've been there now like 14 years, and I've never once pulled a sickie, so I thought, you know what, fuck it, I'm kind of entitled to it. You know, come home, rang them up, said I won't be in back playing up, not a problem. Shower, changed, off we go, running out in an hour, aren't we? Quick dinner.
Yeah.
Walked to the train station, which is the end of our road. Turn around, and the manager I've been on the phone to is at the train station.
Dealing with a shoplifter or something.
Yeah, he's dealing with someone who, funnily enough, has stolen a mobility scooter and he couldn't catch. I then think, oh shit. Well, I get on the train anyway. And then he starts messaging me, so I give up and end up going to work.
You literally got the train to Sittingbourne.
Yeah.
And then.
I got my mum to come pick me up.
To pick you up. So your reputation at the moment, so far we've mentioned your dad's coming. Come round.
There's a trend here.
Yeah. Having to come round and rescue you and your mum having to come and get you from Sittingbourne because you pulled a sickie.
Yeah.
What a sad state of affairs.
It's not good, is it?
No, it's not.
It's not.
Also in that time, we've had the constant hoarding of stuff.
Oh, I forgot, yeah.
Shreddies, toilet roll.
Toilet roll's still going strong.
Yeah, that's because you buy...
It's because you weren't here for ages, so...
You buy 32 rolls every...
Yeah, it lasts forever.
4 weeks or whatever it is.
4 weeks.
Well, it's just non-stop, isn't it?
You were impressed, though. You came back from roaching. The house was all nice and clean and tidy.
Yeah, you haven't done anything since, but...
Not really, no. But, you know, when I was here on my own, it was like, yeah.
That's probably because you left it all to the last day.
Not quite. The only thing I did on the last day was, I think, I overed on the last day when I knew you were coming back.
Never to have been done again.
No, I've tried, but you know, our portable one, little one for the listeners, our portable one, the charger's a bit crap on it, isn't it? You can charge it for like 3 days and in 5 minutes it's dead.
What, the Dyson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used it today and it was dead after about 10 minutes.
Yeah. It's good when it works, it doesn't work for very long.
Welcome back to Dyson in the Blood Injury Time podcast.
Do you remember at the beginning it was like, Bo's done some housework today, and that was like a highlight for some people.
The first few was just taking a piss out of you, basically. And
yeah, but that's what I'm here for.
I wouldn't say it's got much more serious since.
No, I mean, now we have no football to talk about.
No, there's been a few serious ones along the way, and as it's gone on...
Yeah, didn't we say that one of them, it was like, spoiler, this is going to be a serious one?
Yeah, it was. Unintentionally.
Yeah.
I can't remember what we were talking about.
Because it's gone silly again now.
Yeah. But then me and Rach done a very professional...
You did. Yeah, that was really good.
League 2 title winning one, which we've researched and everything.
Yeah, you did done that month by month. That was good.
Mm. So, yeah. Anything else you want to add?
Do you remember just before you went, we have this thing where people say they're going to do things for us and they don't. And it annoys us because we're both not really adults. So we need other people to do things for us.
I'm not very good at... DIY and stuff like that, and on the first to admit I'm terrible with DIY stuff, but I did put your treadmill together.
You did, which I said would be complicated. It took you 10 minutes.
Yeah, it genuinely took me longer to put my kids' scare electrics together the day before.
This is.
Then it did put your treadmill together, which you said was difficult, but
it looked. There seemed to be a lot more parts because it said it's 95% complete. So I thought
it was 5 screws, and that was it.
It looked more than that.
It was nice to actually pull it together and use it for a whole
9 minutes this morning.
Did you go back in it?
No, I've had a nap.
Fucking lazy time.
Yeah, just before you went to Rach's, we had that day where, do you remember we had people coming out to do things for us?
Yes.
Like, is it a new route I'll put in with it? Someone to unclog the toilets, and then you managed to break the kitchen window this time. Literally no idea how you done it.
I just opened it.
Literally, we were talking, weren't we? Yeah, you opened it to say something to me, and it came off in your hand. So we had to get my future brother-in-law to come round and sort that out. We were sat in the living room at 9 o'clock in the morning like, we are fucking got this sorted, haven't we? We've got people running around after us.
We had a mascot pineapple for a while as well.
Oh, the pineapple, yeah. Had sunglasses, didn't it? When I finally picked it up, it was like the bottom was seeping. It was quite a soggy bottom. Quite similar to what I've got right now.
Oh, for God's sake. You have to lower the tone.
Of course. Toby Lerone.
Right, anything else before we go?
Obviously, we haven't been able to do a lot because other than us talking bollocks like this, there's not really a lot to talk about, but fair play to Matt. He's been really good for all this, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's produced a lot.
Yeah, he has. And a lot of people are enjoying it. He's spoken to a lot of ex-players now. I mean, the Stuart Nelson one in particular was bloody brilliant. Fancast also have been doing stuff as well. Like, there is dual stuff out there if you look. You haven't got to look hard enough, have you?
No.
If you go to Matt or the Fancast pages, there's loads on there.
Yeah. But we won't have that kind of stuff with us because we just talk nonsense.
Yeah. It's, you know, if you just want half hour of basically taking the piss out of me, this is it. If you want some dual stuff, go to see Matt.
Yeah. No, there is some very good interviews on there. Recent ones, Miles Weston, listen to. And what was the one before? Jack Payne.
One surprise, like as you say, we weren't really following when like Bob Taylor and that were playing, but the Bob Taylor one I thought was good.
Yeah.
I still haven't finished Carlos Arbo one yet, I'm about halfway through that. But the Nelson one in particular, I thought that was brilliant. Like, probably the best one he's done, I think.
Yeah, I've not listened to all the Jules Fancast ones, but ones that I have listened to, Chris Dixon was a very good listen. James Hawkins, I thought, was excellent.
They've just announced today they're interviewing Simeon Jackson, haven't they? Yeah.
And Owen interviewing Martin Allen, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was, But that's a 2 or 3 sitter, that one, but it's worth it, yeah.
So, yeah, there's plenty of dual stuff out there, but hopefully it won't be long now until...
Hopefully now the Premier League's back, we can get the season kind of finished. get back to League One and look forward to pre-season.
Yeah, whenever that's going to be. I don't think we'll be in the ground anytime soon. But
no, I'll be very surprised if this year, I think, because social distancing and whatnot.
Mind you, with our ground and the amount of fans we get averagely, we could probably bloody do it anyway, social distancing.
I was thinking teams like Man City, maybe I'd do it, wouldn't I?
But, yeah, so obviously the restrictions and the guidelines are slowly being lifted, it seems, week by week at the moment, but obviously
we're getting there. It's just a case of piling through the shit, really, isn't it?
Yeah, there is light at the end of the tunnel, so everyone just stay safe, keep 2 metres apart at all times, and hopefully we get back to normal soon and we're going to start bringing you some football content again.
Yeah, we might even have a little, in a couple of weeks, might have a little Premier League chat. You never know. We watched a bit of Bundesliga, haven't we?
Yeah.
We watched Bayern and Dortmund the other night.
Yeah, that's good.
Divided loyalties in this house, but yeah, it was a decent game, that, to be fair.
Good goal. Yeah, you had your Dortmund shirt, I had my Munich. Yeah. Only one of us come out happy.
Yeah, well, you were a bit, you had a foot in both camps, didn't you?
No.
So you were happy, right? No, shut up. We had a brilliant time in Dortmund.
Yeah, we did have a brilliant time in Dortmund, but, you know, my allegiances have changed. And
basically, what he's saying is, it's better with Rachel than with us. I can understand why. For a start, they weren't pissed up all the time. And it's probably more talk than just football. Yeah, I get that.
Christmas market as well.
Christmas market, yeah.
Bratwurst.
Oh, you can't go wrong with a bratwurst.
Exactly. Which is quite weird for you, because you don't normally like...
No, I wouldn't normally even try anything like that, no.
But it's normally just the English ones you want.
Yeah, just Toby Lerone.
Going back a bit, speaking of Jill's stuff and Jill's content out there, another thing that I quite enjoyed watching recently was Scoops.
I think I'm 2 episodes behind, yeah.
Yeah, so I finished watching it, so I won't spoil it for you, but I found that a very good watch and... Yeah,
I think that's the best way to get Football Manager videos, because they're not long, were they? Like 20 minute videos?
Yeah, I think he got
I play a lot of Football Manager, but I think the time was right, yeah.
Like the way that he done it. He's a funny guy. Hopefully, could get him on the pod as well from afar.
Yeah, we talked about looking into doing like Zoom chats, didn't we? But I mean, yeah, I think that's more of a Matt thing than us.
Well, you said you were going to look into it, but then.
That was a couple of weeks ago, and I haven't done yet, no.
It's like the caption picture, I had to keep asking you to.
In my defence, I've been at work.
Not much of a defence, to be honest.
It took me 2 minutes when you suggested it, to be fair.
Exactly.
We've also obviously auctioned off that shirt, kindly donated by Ian Flower.
Yeah.
That done really well, didn't it? Really well.
Yeah.
It was over 100, weren't it? I think.
Dead on 100.
For what we both said, wasn't like a shirt of a memorable season, was it?
No.
But yeah, really impressed with how well that went down.
Yeah. And there's currently another one going on at the moment, which finishes tomorrow.
I think it's tomorrow, Friday.
Which is from the Justin season, signed by the likes of Bradley Dack,
John Egan, Nels.
Yeah, Nels. Currently, £40 is the highest bid. So get involved on the Facebook group. It's on there, it's on Twitter, it's on all the socials. And all money is going towards the NHS.
Yeah, we're not asking for any money at all. We're saying it's place a bid. Once it ends, if you're the highest bidder, just prove that you donate to the NHS and it's all yours.
Yeah, and it worked well with the other shirt and decent amount of money to raise. So being anyone that's interested, decent shirt, decent players that have signed it, get involved. Help raise some money for the NHS and their fight against COVID-19.
Yeah.
Oh, we've covered a spectrum of things.
Well, yeah, one other thing I will add just quickly is you've done a good job with this garden. Normally I just cut the grass, but no, you've done a good job out here, to be fair.
There's flowers and all sorts.
Yeah, it's nice out here now.
Tomato plants.
We actually sat out here to watch the football, didn't we?
Yeah. Another brilliant idea of mine.
It's a bit of a boring note to end on, but, you know, just saying, you done well.
Come on, Boz, give us some magic to finish with. Close
some
it out.
Magic. Alright, question for the next pod. How many boxes ready do you have currently got in the cupboard? You can check in a minute and you'll know the answer.
Well, and people have got a guess.
Yep, for the next pod, how many did I have at the time of recording?
Or when we put the tweet out saying we finished it, they've got to put their answer.
Alright, because you can literally walk in there now and check.
Yeah, Okay.
Yeah, all right.
That's done. Well,
there you go, a bit of magic.
Yeah, a bit of magic. I'm not sure that's quite what we wanted, but there you go. Cheers, everyone, for listening to effectively two blokes in their 30s chatting rubbish.
About getting locked out and locked in.
Yeah, chatting about childish antics in their garden.
We probably missed some as well.
Yeah, there's probably loads more later that we think of it and we'd be kicking ourselves. But hope it's brought some light entertainment with all the rubbish going on in the world. Feel free to comment on the Twitter page. As I said, check out all the other stuff done by Matt on the Jewels and Blood YouTube channel. Retweet and like the content we're putting out. And until next time,
up the jewels.
There we go.